Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I trust you've been with us all week. This is an unusual week. Something unusual has happened. We're having a prayer meeting here in Branson, October 23rd through 27. Most of the time we'll be at the New Hilton, down at the landing, but on the 27th we'll be out in a tent meeting here on Prayer Mountain. I got a telephone call from Zona, Brother Norval Hay's daughter, a man who is in their church, but a man who did not know me. Always when they had me come and preach there, he was off. He has a ministry in the Appalachians. But he called. They had a great confidence in him. And he said, I've had a vision about Billy Brim. Well, actually, it's about the whole church, I believe. It's a revelation for him, a revelation for the whole church. But also, there was a part for us at Prayer Mountain. The vision opened and closed with a statement, there are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. We've already studied and listened this week to what that meant. He saw a great wall made up of people, almost as if they were ablaze in a fire. He knew that it was the autumn season. He saw then, he was lifted up over the earth, he saw a darkness in the earth, but he saw people very bright, very light. And he heard again, there are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain, that the season would be the fall. And so we've been playing part of his CD for you all this week. We are offering it to you free. You can get it from us, the entire CD, free just by calling 1-800-972-3447 and requesting this, the Wise Man. Isn't that a good name for him, Wise Man? Wise Man CD. Now, we've talked about the ambers. We've talked about how they contain a seed that God wants to release now in the church. We also talked about the embers that God wants to breathe upon in fire with oxygen to create a fire in the church. But now he also talked about an ordination. And folks, as we've studied more about this, he wants to ordain the church to new orders in this fall. Not just here at Prayer Mountain Meeting, all over the earth, but our prayer meeting will be a part of it. And we're picking it up again with Mr. Weissman here.
I was praying for you yesterday, and the Lord told me that property that you've got, and it came to you easy, but yet the devil fought it, and the devil couldn't win. God's put it in your hands for a divine purpose. I didn't mean to go this long and tie your time up this much, but there's an ordination that every one of you sitting in that room, there's an ordination. This is the day of ordination. It's the day of ordination. It's time to walk in the divine orders of the Holy Ghost. That prayer can stop the God of this world.
Yes.
And it will stop the God of this world.
Yes.
It'll stop government decisions that are contrary to the plan of God.
Yes.
It'll stop it. God's given it to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to his name.
We're ordained to stop.
In the name of Jesus. Brother Wiseman, the property that you were praying about yesterday, that you said the Lord had given me, is that the property in the United States here or the property in Israel you were praying about?
Both.
And tell me more about that prayer, please.
Glory. I was praying And the Lord said, there's properties that the God of this world has tried to stop coming, to try to stop it and prevent it from coming into your hands. Properties where the sun will arise and properties where the sun will set. For I have given it to you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
Properties in the east and properties in the west.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's
hallelujah.
It. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory to God. In the name above every name, Father, we speak concerning that property in the east.
Yes.
That property in Israel, everything you told us about it will be. And the God of this world cannot stop it in the name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. Angels go and cause the monies to come. In Jesus' name we thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Papers will be signed.
Brother Wiseman, when I called you the other day, and you told me that you had heard the Lord say, there are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain.
Yes.
And then you called your daughters, and then you began to hear my voice after that. You heard Billy Brim, mm-hmm. you told me. And your daughter told you, you did not know me.
No.
And you did not know that I was connected with a ministry called Prayer Mountain, did you?
No.
No, you didn't know that when you had the dream, the vision.
Not.
It was when you called your daughter,
and
you told her the vision, and then you told her you were hearing the name of Billy Brim. She said, well, you know, I don't know if she called you daddy or what. She said, that's what she calls her ministry, Prayer Mountain.
Yes.
And so I wanted to make that clear for the people that are here.
Yes.
And so this word ordination, you said there would be an ordination that even though we had been ordained before, it would be like in the fall at this meeting, there would be an ordination. Let me read. I made notes the other day when you called of what you said. You said, you are moving into a divine ordination.
Absolutely. Yes.
Not that you were not ordained before, but this is something more. You are moving into a divine ordination.
Yes. And it's going to call for broadening the borders.
Broadening of what?
Broadening the borders.
Broadening the borders.
It's going to call for that. You've walked in an ordination. You've walked in an anointing. But your ordination, we'll use it this way. There's people in the service. They'll receive orders. The word orders and ordination are very closely connected. They'll receive orders. They'll go to the post of duty in another area. Then after a while, they'll receive orders once again. It's all in the same army. It's all in the same branch of the military.
Yes.
But your ordination, Holy Ghost presence, your ordination is expanding. It's expanding. Your orders, you've had a ministry of excellency. Listen to this. I'm going to go back to something. Those embers, they're hot. Embers are hot. I'm on embers right now once again and not ambers. Embers are hot. But they have the ability to get just as hot as the fire that originally started them. Mm. Who started us? It was that man called Jesus.
Listening to Brother Wiseman, if you've been here all the week, you will know that God showed him that in the body of Christ, like as in ambers, seed is preserved. He has preserved things in us. This is biblical. We can read in the Bible, which says, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." 2 Corinthians 4:7. We do know that things are transmittable by the laying on of hands. The Bible says that the same spirit that was in Moses was in Joshua, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. Deuteronomy 34:9, Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And then we see in Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. 2 Timothy 1:6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Things are in us that have been passed down through the ages. Have you been? Elisha was around Elijah. And what was on Elijah came over on him. Have you been around the ministry of Kenneth E. Hagin? Have you been around the ministry of Sister, I'm thinking of Sister Wilkerson, I'm thinking of Brother Halverson, I'm thinking of all the ones in my life, but you can stop and think of the ones in your life. When you were in meetings where there was the hot fire of the Holy Ghost, you are like an ember. You are carrying the same ability for the flame to start again, and then the ordination of the whole body of Christ. We are in the army of God. We've been on a certain post of duty, but God is going to ordain us. And in the fall, whether you're at this meeting or not at this meeting, whether you're somebody else, but God has told people to come. God has told Phil Driscoll to come. God has told many people to come to this meeting. I know that this fall, something is happening in the body of Christ that will fit us and make us full able, ordain us to the place wherein we should stand for the walk of the body of Christ in these latter years, these latter days. You can have this entire CD by Brother Wiseman. I prayed about whether or not to put it on the radio, but I believe I got an answer from God that it's to be shared with you. It's not just me, an ordination of me. It's not just whatever's in me, the seed that are in me or in the people, but it's in you. And I know it's all over the United States of America, all over the world. And so if you want this CD, just phone us at 1-800-972-3447 and request the Wiseman CD. If you want to know about our fall meeting and if God tells you to come, call us at 417-336-4877 or go online to billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. Again, I'm going to give you the 800 line, 1-800-972-3447. Just request the Wiseman CD. We would love to have you with us if you can come to Branson and be a part of your praying in the great awakening that God told us the United States of America so needs. The great awakening to God that can save America. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until next week.